This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Independence Day version of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, that means it's July 4th, 2023, 247 years later from the founding of our country. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the networks we're on, which is the GCN Live Network, the USA Radio Network, and some of their stations, as well as some of the Salem Media stations and some of the larger markets across the United States, as well as leading independents and stations in the small town Americana too. And by the way, a special shout out to our friend Walt, WGMD 92.7 and let me see here, 98.5 in the Delmarva region. And he chimed in earlier, and we appreciate him, and happy Independence Day to you there, Mr. Walt. Now, don't forget, a special shout out as always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping us moving along. Of course, that goes along for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, most of them will be off today, except the long hauls going coast-to-coast. And the bulk mail center drivers, they're off today, except for the ones hauling the mail coast-to-coast. Now, our suicide jockeys may be out and about delivering fuel because you got to have fuel to go. And we're all on the go, it seems, this weekend, one of the busiest travel days of the year. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Radio Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, Getter, True Social. That's Donald Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us right now, we've got who's been with me all night long tonight, and that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. And we're going to bring Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright into the mix. Good morning and happy Independence Day, Colonel.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
Yes, sir.
Happy Independence Day.
Yes, sir. Happy Independence Day. All right. We're going to do the pledge this hour, and I'm going to lead it. You ready?
Ready.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, my friends, those two words, under God. We've already proven by what I read when I read the Declaration of Independence, that reference to God, reference to our Creator, reference to the natural order of things is all in there, and it's all referring to God. And there you go. So, Colonel, Independence Day means a lot of things to a lot of people. You're going to be busy today doing a parade?
Yeah, that's right. I'll be out on the island starting at Trakina Beach. It's the only parade that I know of here in Manatee County. There's a lot of celebrations, but I'll be with my World War II veteran friend, 104-year-old young John Skeen. He's often in Veterans Day Parade, Memorial Day Parade with me, and of course, he's the showcase. He's the real show. And I learned last night that we are actually going to be leading the parade. We'll be following the law enforcement that will guide the thing, and we'll be in the lead. So I've got to make sure that the truck and the float and John and I are on our game.
That's good. I can just see that, and he's going to be tickled pink.
He is. He'll be delighted. I enjoy it. I get energized by being with him. I love being around youth people, especially folks that understand, you know, what today is all about. But John Skeen has lived it and survived it. Exactly why it is that we do what we do, having served in the military.
Well, you know, it's become very hard not to make a merchandising mecca out of the 4th of July, Independence Day, Memorial Day, any holiday you want to pick, because every time you turn on the television, there's sales for this, sales for that, sales for that. But I guess if you take and consider the source and who's doing the sale, some of it's pretty good, but some of it, you know, I think every car dealer in the world today is wearing red, white, and blue, and they got flags flying somewhere.
Yeah, of course they do. And, of course, everything across some of the networks on the infomercials and all that, it's all about Christmas in July. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get that break because I get confused, especially here in Florida, which have to get used up for Christmas, which is the one day of the year that I would permit it to snow in Florida, the only day of the year. But, you know, having said that, I like to keep a distinction. You know, today is all about celebrating not just our Declaration of Independence, but the long, hard-fought war and the revolution to gain and make our independence official in the surviving 247 years. That's what it's all about. And,
right.
Of course, as you say, it's under God. So, yeah, Christmas is celebrating the birth of Christ. We selectively do that in December. So let's be focused. Let's be focused.
Well, I would like people to remember all those people that are protecting us today, the military and the police and the EMS and the hospital people, all the people that are working in case we do something stupid, because they're working. I mean, they're there for us. And I used to work extra shifts so the guys that were married with younger kids and whatnot to go home and do what they did. And that's what some of us did, the senior firefighters and whatnot, senior officers, so our guys could go home and celebrate and be with their families. But anyway, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch on this Independence Day, 2023. By the way, it's brought to you by, right now, Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, with their dealerships up in Newport Richey. That's the flagship store at 19 and 54. And they've got the Nissan and Acura dealers right side by side on North Florida Avenue, up there just off I-75 in North Tampa. And, of course, the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, backed up against the Suncoast Parkway. So there you go. They're on the south side of the road. Can't miss them. Brand new dealership. You're going to love it. Now, they are the home, the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, that's EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors too, all get a great deal offered to you. Now, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, new or pre-owned, free oil changes, tire rotations, and, of course, you can get the extended warranty if you choose to do so. I have it on my vehicle. I added 2 years of warranty life to it. I can also add more if I want to, but right now I don't need it just yet, but when I do, it's there, bumper to bumper, so there you go. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is the website. Part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, back to the ball game here. And first of all, I'll bring Kyle Warren in. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we'll bring the Colonel in, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All right, Kyle, you had a question you wanted to ask.
Well, yes, let's turn over to the war in Ukraine, Kevin, this morning. Just briefly, it looks like Ukraine's President Zelensky met with the German Chancellor on Monday, and they're talking about the extension of the deal allowing safe export of grain and fertilizers. And, of course, this is a major aspect of Ukraine. Are they going to be able to continue to do this, or is somehow the Russians going to be able to try to interdict this somehow?
Yeah, Professor, just when I think it's safe for me to leave the Ukraine, the professor pulls me back in there. I'm teaching the course. Yeah, there are no holidays for what's going on in the world, particularly there in the Ukraine, which is a front line for the world right now. But, yeah, President Vladimir Zelensky and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz did meet yesterday, the 3rd of July. And they work hard for an extension deal for the safe export of not just grain, but fertilizers as well. Because as many of the listeners know, Ukraine has long been the breadbasket, not just of Europe, but for many parts, feeding a lot of a big chunk of the world. But they called for an extension of the deal to provide for the safe export out of the three Ukrainian Black Sea ports. And of course, this is important. The timing is important because they're meeting ahead of when the NATO will meet in Lithuania. That's upcoming. And, of course, the European Union has met. So all these things will come together here after we're done celebrating our independence here in the United States. But soon, very soon, they'll meet with NATO. And, of course, Zelensky's focus to get assurance that when all is said and done, that NATO membership will be offered to Ukraine. But certainly this is one of the key issues to that. I think NATO will support this, and I think most of the European Union will as well. So I anticipate that this will be extended. I could be wrong. I've been wrong in the past, but it's pretty important. And in terms of income and just out of principle, the idea, because this is something that Russia interdicts at, it's not just affecting Ukraine. It's affecting many that rely upon those things. I'm hopeful that it'll be extended, and I think it will be.
Now, Colonel, I have a question for you about Israel. Israel's back at it again on the West Bank, and, of course, their deputy mayor there at Jerusalem said that the people that are there, the Palestinians, they don't want peace. They want war. They want disturbance.
He's right. And of course, our current administration has been less than friendly because they keep pushing something that the time is not right for. They keep talking about this Palestinian statehood, which the folks that the vice mayor are talking about have no interest in having a coexisting state of Palestine, none whatsoever. They want to see the extinction of Israel from the face of the earth. Period. And so it's kind of hard to talk seriously with folks about establishing a independent Palestinian state when there is no such creature. It's not the Palestinians that divided, but it's the Arab world that's divided. Of course, the Arab world, as anticipated, came out because there is heightened problems going on right there. Of course, in Jenin, when you had the terrorists, whether you call them Palestinians or just Arab terrorists or just folks that are planted there, whatever, to do that, regardless of that, it's a problem, and Israel's livelihood and survival is at stake, and I know that there are individual lives of both sides that are at stake, too, and all of that's got to be considered. This isn't something we can play with. We can play with words over here in the United States of America, but when the folks that are dealing with it on the ground every day and their livelihood and their lives depend on it, it's a different story.
Yeah, then I wanted to ask you a question about something Senator J.D. Vance said from Ohio. J.D. Vance is proposing that we take our military and use them against the drug cartels of Mexico.
I heard you discuss that earlier, and I'm a little bit different from your perspective, Captain Bruce. I think that's a bad idea. If we're going to believe that the nation stays alive, as weak and as pandering as sometimes the Mexican state is to the drug cartels and all that, that's a bad idea. It's just wrong. It goes against what we are as a nation. It goes against what we fought our war for independence over, in my opinion. This is something we'll have to work for, to interdict militarily across the border without working with Mexico. Is just wrong, and it kind of goes against what we're all about, in my opinion.
Well, I don't disagree with you with that. I just don't see how we could lob missiles or do whatever without doing something. I mentioned to Carl, Carl. I mentioned to Kyle that perhaps we would want to hire mercenaries to do it. Send Blackwater, whatever the name of the group is now over there.
Yeah, well, we're not in the mercenary business either. Hey, I understand that there's a leader of a certain Wagner group that's looking for a...
Yeah, he's looking for work.
And all that. Maybe we can hire them on to do the job.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not serious, of course, but, you know, thinking crazy.
Okay, let me go to... We got a caller on the line. Let me go to the caller. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yeah. Just wanted to ask the colonel what he thinks, or does he know, are we going to send the ATACMS missiles over to the Ukraine? And I... So that we're trying to get them. And also, how close is it to Putin might be receiving a lot of pressure and that he might be ousted? All right, that's it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the reports of Putin's demise are grossly exaggerated. But on the first question, yeah, I think that's probably going to happen slowly but surely. And I know many folks will say, one, that we've been too slow, that we should go all in to assure a more certain and early victory of Ukraine in this war. And it is a proxy war that we're fighting. We're just not fighting with much determination, but we'll see. But, yeah, it looks like the United States, we are seeking approval for the ATACMS missiles, and I think that's probably going to happen. That could be a difference maker, just kind of like the aircraft, which, you know, 1 month, the administration might want to say one thing, and then next month we're saying a different thing, and then wow, here we go, away we are. You know, the unpredictability about the uncertainty, the not being resolute. You know, I have long had problems with our involvement in Ukraine because we're elitists, but I am even more aghast at half measures and all that. It's either all in or all out. And right now, it looks like pretty much we're all in. But if you're going to do that, let's go all in. Despite my idea, we should have deterred this from ever happening in the beginning. We didn't. We failed to do that. We got to deal with the world as it is.
All right. Well, Colonel, we're running out of time here, and I want to wish you a very happy and pleasant Independence Day. I know you're going to be busy at the parade. You tell our friend, the 104-year-old veteran, the captain said hello, and I hope everybody has a good time, a good safe time today. It's going to be really, really, really hot, so make sure you got lots of water.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. It's hot already, so, yep, that'll load up. Thank you, Captain. You have a great day ahead.
Thank you, my friend. See you on Thursday.
See you Thursday.
All righty. That's Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. We'll be right back with more. The Harrison Sports Report, baseball report coming up. The All-Star Special. He's ready for that. We're ready for that, too. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. A 40-year-old suspect is in custody after a shooting in southwestern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, left four people dead and two others injured last night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a bulletproof vest. All of the victims in the rampage were males.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did. They showed, I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here.
Actor Robert De Niro says he's deeply distressed by the sudden death of his 19-year-old grandson. His daughter, Drena De Niro, said her son, Leandro, was found dead in a lower Manhattan apartment yesterday morning. Police said his friend went to check in on him after not hearing from him for several days. Police are investigating the death as a possible overdose. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, it's Tuesday. It's about, let's see here, 33 minutes past the hour, hour number 4. That means it's time to bring on our Major League Baseball extraordinaire. And that would be Mr. Harrison, and we're calling this Harrison's Baseball Report. That's what we're going to call this. We're going to make it simple, going to make it easy. And this is the music that brings us in. Kyle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I don't care if I ever get back
for its
root. Root for the phrase. if they don't win the same.
Four strikes, you're out.
With that, here comes Harrison. Yes, we did you proud. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I got to say, singing that always helps warm up the vocal cords, and I'm ready to go. Welcome to the baseball update. Leading off, the MLB All-Star Game is a week from tonight, and the Home Run Derby is 6 days away. The complete rosters for the All-Star Game have been announced. Let's take a look at the American League starting lineup. Randy Arozarena and Yandy Diaz will be starting, representing the AL East, the American League leading Tampa Bay Rays. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani of Los Angeles Angels, Jonah Heim, Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, and Josh Jung of the Texas Rangers, and Aaron Judge of the Yankees have all been named starters for the American League. The stars for the National League are Ronald Acuna Jr., Sean Murphy, and Orlando Arcia, of the Atlanta Braves, Luisa Reyes of the Miami Marlins, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and J.D. Martinez of the Dodgers, Corbin Carroll of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Nolan Arenado of the St. Louis Cardinals. The exact batting order has yet to have been announced. Other notable All-Stars include Ray Starter and MLB wins leader Shane McClanahan, Yankees' Gerrit Cole, Phillies' Nick Castellanos, Mets' Pete Alonso, Mariners' Julio Rodriguez, Dodgers' Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw, Astros' Yordan Alvarez, Royals' Salvador Perez, and Padres' Juan Soto are all going to be in the All-Star game. However, it should be noted that while some of these guys have been named All-Stars, they will unfortunately not be able to participate. Shane McClanahan and Clayton Kershaw, who were both starting pitchers in the All-Star game last year, both just went on the injured list. So don't expect them to both make appearances this year. Aaron Judge, who is also currently injured, despite being voted in to start, will have to sit this one out. Other players will be named All-Stars to take their spots. All of them, whether injured or being filling in, are going to be considered All-Stars this season. As for Shane McClanahan specifically, he will join an already injured Rays rotation, with Drew Rasmussen and Jeffrey Springs already sitting on the IL. However, you can expect McClanahan and Rasmussen to both be back sometime this season, but Springs is out with Tommy John surgery, so you might not even see him in 2024. Six of these All-Stars have committed to playing in the Home Run Derby. Two-time Home Run Derby champ Pete Alonso, defending Home Run Derby champ Juan Soto, Randy Arozarena, Julio Rodriguez, Mookie Betts, and Adley Rutschman all look to seek the Home Run Derby crown. There are still two spots to be filled in the Home Run Derby. There's eight spots in total. Many baseball fans are holding out Shohei Ohtani will take one of these spots, like he did back in 2021, and other potential players are Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Some key notes to make for these rosters. Yandy Diaz will be the first Rays first baseman to ever start in the All-Star game, while Rosarena will be the first outfielder to start in the game since Carl Crawford back in 2010. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Mike Trout, absolutely. Mike Trout will be making his 11th All-Star appearance, while Clayton Kershaw makes his 10th. 15 players in total will make their first All-Star game. Three of these players are rookies, and two of them are starting in the game. Anyway, even with the All-Star game approaching, we got 4th of July baseball to talk about. All 30 teams are playing throughout the day, the first game starting at 11 o'clock in the morning on Eastern, and games will be going all the way till 9:10 p.m. Eastern. Let's look at some key matchups. One of these games features a 2008 rematch of the World Series when the Rays host the Phillies for a three-game series of a trout. Rays' Zach Eflin will take the mound against his former team, and he will face Aaron Nola. Shohei Ohtani will take the mound for the Angels when they face the San Diego Padres. And yes, he will be hitting. One note to make about Ohtani, with him leading the league in home runs already with 31, he's now on the same pace as Aaron Judge was last season when he hit 62 home runs to pass Roger Maris. And speaking of Aaron Judge, the Yankees continue their home series with the Orioles for an AL East matchup in the Bronx. Both teams hold wild card spots. The Yankees specifically have a chance to take full possession of the second wild card spot from the Houston Astros, and the Orioles have a chance to become the fifth team this year to reach 50 wins on the season. Meanwhile, in the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals call upon Adam Wainwright to avenge last night's loss to the Marlins. Wainwright seeks career win number 199. The Atlanta Braves play game two of their series with the Cleveland Guardians. Ronald Acuna Jr. made history in last night's Braves win when he became the first player to ever have 20 home runs, 40 stolen bases, and 50 RBIs before the All-Star break. Shane Bieber will be the pitcher for Cleveland in tonight's game. The Texas Rangers try to get back on track when they start an away series with Boston against the Red Sox. The Rangers are 10-15 in their last 25 games. Before that, they were 40-20 in their first 60 games. The Cincinnati Reds look to keep rolling on their hot streak when they continue their series in the nation's capital against the Washington Nationals. The Reds have won 17 of their last 21 games and 16 of their last 19 road games. That will do it for the MLB baseball update. Let's get you back to Captain's America Third Watch.
By the way, Harrison, that was really good, and I appreciated some of that. I didn't know some of what you were saying there. That's great stuff, and keep up the good work, and we appreciate it, and I hope you have a great Independence Day, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
I appreciate it. Hope you have a great Independence Day yourself. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
All right. What do you think there? He mentioned your team, Kyle.
He sure did, yes. And Ohtani's going to be on the mound on today, on July 4th, so that's really going to be something.
And they still keep talking about him to trade him.
Possible, but I hope that they don't. I really hope that they don't.
Okay, a special shout-out to James in Georgia. Yep, James, we will have a good day, and I hope you'll have a great 4th, too, a great Independence Day. Remember, a lot of people are going to be monkeying around with fireworks, and you got to be so careful. We used to hate getting calls for personal injuries regarding fireworks because kids would actually blow their fingers off. The big game was to hold it in your hand as long as you could.
Yes, exactly, like a dare or something like that. But in so many communities, Captain, fireworks are illegal, so you have to make sure.
You mean like yours?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so you have to be careful, and you have to know where you can safely use them, basically.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people are not going with the flow, if you will. All right, hold on.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Hold on a minute. Let me see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, sorry. That was me. I thought I heard Steve right there. That's my bad.
Oh, okay. That's Harrison. Harrison called us back for whatever reason. Okay. But anyway, maybe he wants to talk off the break. If that's the case, he can call me after we take this break. Now, you're going to go to the game? Are you going to a baseball game? Is that what I understood you to say?
No, I think they're playing in San Diego, if I'm correct. They were playing last night in San Diego. So I think we won't be going to the baseball game. Just going to be hanging out with some friends, maybe have some hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yep.
And traditional 4th of July celebration.
And hello to Christine in Sarasota. Happy Independence Day to you, kiddo. Hopefully you can make it for lunch. Bring your hubby along. Hopefully you can make it for lunch on Thursday at Mixon's. Be the last lunch we'll be having there. All righty. I'll be right back with more. Kyle, you hang on, folks. It is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return. Final segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this final segment on an Independence Day 2023 brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. And, of course, Dominic's has been with us since the beginning, and we appreciate them so very much. And I know a lot about them because I've seen what they do. And I know how they do it, and I know they're the absolute best at what they do when it comes to blind shades and shutters. Now, not only can you buy them from them, because their store is located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, but they will come to you if you need, like, repair work done. Maybe you need some parts, installation, some cleaning of your blinds, your shades, or your shutters. They can do all of that for you. And they're the ones to call, because they'll do it right the first time, every time. Their number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And on this Independence Day 2023, Dominic's and the whole crew wants to wish you and all of our audience a very happy Independence Day. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a surprise caller on the line, and it's none other than a guy that's going to have lunch with us today at the Village Inn, 9701 4th Street, about 2 blocks north or south of Gandy Boulevard in Northeast St. Pete, and that's Patrick Hyland. Yes, sir, Mr. Sports Guy.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, America. Just want to wish everybody a, you know, Independence Day celebration. Be smart out there today. Our veterans, Captain, as you're well aware of, our men and women out there, the fireworks going crazy in neighborhoods.
PTSD, the guys will go nuts tonight. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't need that, Captain. There's enough ceremonies all over the country where if you want that, you can go out. Matter of fact, 8 o'clock tonight on the Peacock Channel, Macy's will be having a fireworks display. Okay, so just like they do the Thanksgiving Day parade, they're going to do a Independence Day 4th of July fireworks display, so that would be great. But just wanted to call and wish everybody, you know, a safe and happy 4th. And also, we have 22, you know, people committing suicide, Captain, every day. And we don't need that to be enhanced today because of what we just talked about, as well as there's help out there for you men and women. Please make the call to your vet centers, your vet hotlines. We're here for you. You pay the debt to society. We owe that to you, and your family doesn't want to lose you. So let's be smart today. Let's keep in mind what Independence Day is all about, okay? It's nice having a barbecue and having the day off, but let's thankful for what
we'll see you for lunch over there at Village Inn.
Absolutely, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
See you around 11 o'clock there at Village Inn there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Everybody come on out. Have a great lunch with us, and anybody have any questions for me, I'll be there for you. Captain, God bless you and Kyle and the whole nation, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning about what happened in the world of sports.
You bet. Thank you very much, Patrick. Okay, well, Kyle, you know, it's been all about the country. It's been all about Independence Day. We started out with that. We're going to finish with that. I had a song queued up, but it wasn't what I thought it was, Kyle, so I've got a backup for that right now. But the thing of it is we know that the Declaration of Independence has several mentions of either the word God or our Creator or the natural order of things. Now, that's all religious in its nature. And there are people to this day that still swear that we're out of our minds when we talk about being a Judeo-Christian nation founded on those principles. Apparently, people just don't pay attention to history and don't realize where they were having their meetings. They were meeting in churches.
Well, they were, and of course, at the central heart of the matter here, Captain, is the idea of liberty. You can't have liberty, real liberty, apart from your rights being bestowed upon you by the Creator, and not by a group of people, not by a sovereign, not by a dictator or a tinpot, mm-hmm. something or other. Mm-hmm. This is why that's at the very heart of the matter.
Well, I'm going to leave enough time to play this song, so I'm going to do that in a minute. So I'm going to wish you and your family and everybody out there your way a happy Independence Day and look forward to talking to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
Thank you very much. Okay, now I've got a special song that I've been sitting here on, so I'm going to play it right now, and that's how we're going to pretty much finish the show. So here we go.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that. To the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas,
come see the shining sea. From Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
And to all of our listeners along the line, along the networks, and to all of our supporters and people that have sent me messages and encouragement after what I've been through the past couple of months, thank you so very much. I appreciate and love each and every one of you. You have no idea how much all of that has meant. And by the way, we'll be back tonight. Happy Independence Day to everybody. Please be careful with the fireworks. Please take it easy with the heat. Make sure you got lots of water. It's going to be miserable in some parts of the country today in terms of the heat. But we'll be back tonight with some more hot news. I'll guarantee you that one. The Captain's America Third Watch, trucks on. And we'll have lunch today at the Village Inn on 4th Street in St. Pete, 11 to 1.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.